Then they want to not only to do it privately, but to conduct weddings and be given marriage certificates. Please, what I'm telling you, just check the facts. Then in the U.S. also, there is an application to recognize threesomes. Threesomes, situation where three people can marry. Two men can get married to one girl. You know, three girls can get married to themselves. Three men can get married to themselves. If you like four, the more the merrier. And then they must be given legal recognition. Do you understand? Now, the reason why it's a problem, we see that if we read Genesis chapter 15, verse 16. I just want to read that portion of scripture. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation, they shall come hither again. For the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Now, there is a time in the dispensation of God in grace when iniquity comes to an end. God says, I will not have it again. Now, once you cross that boundary, the next thing that God will do is God will bring judgment. Now, my understanding is that if we read another scripture in Leviticus chapter 18, let's read verse 3. You know, God was giving regulations to Israel, and he tells them that as they go into the land he was giving to them, that they should not do certain things. He says, after the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein you dwelt, shall you not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinance. Neither shall you walk in their ordinance. So, iniquity comes to an end when a generation or civilization makes iniquity a law. The Hebrew word that is translated fool in the book of Genesis that we read earlier means when you become friendly with sin, when sin becomes the order of the day, when sin becomes common practice, it's no longer an issue. And then when sins become, you become friendly with sin, what do? You now make it a law or an ordinance. Now, God tells them, don't follow the ordinance of the Amorites. What are the ordinance of the Amorites? Or what were the sins they were practicing that they have made a law in their generation? Leviticus chapter 18, 6 to 18, talks of incest. All of them, that long chapter, how many verses, talks of incest. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. I am the Lord. The nakedness of thy father or the nakedness of thy mother shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife shall thou not uncover, it is thy father's nakedness. So if you read from 6 to 18, it's talking of incest. Then if you read Leviticus 18, 19 to 20, it's talking about adultery. Adultery, when you are married, the Lord said that the marriage bed is holy. Keep it holy, that it should not be polluted. But what do we have today? Through Nollywood, Hollywood, Bollywood, Gallywood, all that. They are painting the picture that it's all right. A movie is not complete until a man has had an affair with his neighbor. What does it do? It paints a picture and makes you to, that thing becomes common for you. It's no longer an issue. But the reason it's an issue for God is that marriage is not just an agreement. Marriage is a picture of our relationship with a holy God. The Lord instituted marriage to give us a picture of the union that will happen between those who accept his sacrifice and his son. So God says, keep it holy. Then Leviticus 18, verse 21, child sacrifice to Molech. Now if you read scripture where Molech talks about a picture of the principality that is known as the Queen of Heaven that influences religious behavior. So Molech requires sacrifice of infants. Today, how do we sacrifice infants? Through abortion. And you know, if you talk about abortion, the guys will start looking at the sisters. But the truth is that it takes two to tango. So it's not only women, it's not only our sisters that should consider the sin of abortion, but also us. Each time you sleep with a woman outside marriage, there's a possibility that that person could get pregnant. If you're not ready for it, what's the next thing? Take it out. But that thing you're taking out is a human being. Somebody's spirit who was in heaven pleaded with God. I don't know if we understand that it's such a privilege to be on earth. If you read the Bible well, you'll discover that we were first of all spirits living with God in heaven before he brought us here to the earth to come and have experience here, to come and be his representatives here. So there are spirits in heaven that will never get opportunity to come here as human beings. So when you just wipe that in, and then they make laws, Planned Parenthood Federation of Nigeria, their budget is bigger than the budget of many nations to support abortion. And the issue is, if you sin and you agree with God that is a sin, you can repent. But when you justify and you say it's no longer sin, you have touched a governmental issue with God. And whenever you touch God's government, you have crossed the line of repentance. Go and read the book of Jude. He says they despise dominions. They despise governments. When God says something is a sin, if you now say it's not a sin just because you don't want to change, that is where the issue is. Then Leviticus 18:23, bestiality. Then I like us to go to verse 25. What is the consequence of any generation or nation that makes sin an ordinance? And the Lord said in verse 25, and the land is defiled. Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 25. Is that in your Bible? Is that in your Bible? Therefore, I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it, and the land itself vomited out her inhabitants. Now, on the 28th of August, I had a dream. Maybe I will have opportunity to share the dream sometime. But after the dream, I was concerned. And as I began to pray and seek God concerning that dream, the Lord said to me that this is the season of the death of Methuselah. That we are in the season of the death of Methuselah. Now, if you look at the Bible, Genesis chapter 5 and 6, you will understand why God was saying that we are in the season of the death of Methuselah. Now, there's one scripture that we normally read in chapter 5, verse 24, and Enoch was with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now, as I researched and as I sought the Lord, I had understanding of what God was saying. Now, if you read the Bible, you will discover that Methuselah was the man who lived longest. He lived how many years? 969 years.